great to have the fair back this year. You know, last year we had kind of a watered down small version to help some of the marketing kids still have a chance to display their animals. But this year it's back in full force. I was there yesterday during some of the setup, helping my kids get our display set up. People are just so excited to be back again. It is a major community event that impacts people all across the UP.
Now, one thing, of course, is later this week is the Governor's Day, which is, of course, Governor Whitmer will be coming to the UP State Fair. Other legislators, right. Other colleagues of yours are coming as well. What do you talk with them about? What do you show them when they come to our neck of the woods like this?
Yeah, well, it sometimes it depends exactly on what particular areas, what committees they chair or what departments they're ahead of. But, you know, when we're at the fairgrounds, it's just a great opportunity to showcase the people of the UP and how hard the citizens all around the UP have worked to keep the fair going. You know, downstate Michigan lost their state fair, but up here we've kept it going, and it's a community effort. It's mainly people volunteering and putting in tremendous amounts of time because they believe in the opportunity for our kids, and they believe in the what the fair does to draw the UP community together around our heritage, both agricultural, forestry, industrial, and manufacturing, and what that can do to pull us together as a community to support each other in tough times. And it's all right there on the fairgrounds. And so I bring the governor to meet farmers and business people, local citizens, meet kids and shake the hands of kids who've, you know, won grand champion on their species and are working hard. I always ask the kids to, you know, tell the governor where they're going to college and what they hope to study or what career they're seeking, and introduce the governor to their animal and get a chance to tell them all about it. I keep hoping that I'll get a governor enticed to put in a bid on an animal at the auction.
We're talking with State Senator Ed McBroom this morning, looking ahead to UP State Fair Week. Last week, Ed, you did have a tour of the Upper Peninsula with some of your colleagues. I know Senator Mike Shirky and Wayne Schmidt were with you on that particular trip. You met with people, businesses all around the community, and also at Northern Michigan University and their Cybersecurity Institute. In your opinion, how important is it for your colleagues to come here and see what there is? And conversely, when you go with them to some of their districts, how important is this interaction to really see and meet the men and women where they have to deal with what you guys do at the Capitol?
It's really critical to get to see things firsthand for us to be able to do our job in Lansing very well. Just as a prime example, we went to Potlatch, where they're making 2x4s, 2x6s, and to hear somebody tell you about how much lumber we have to make is one thing. But to go into a mill and watch just thousands of boards be made in just a short amount of time and recognize this place is running every day, this place has to get trees every day, that means that we have to have a vibrant and vital wood basket in its nearby place in order to do that, not just for the jobs at that plant, but all the jobs outside of the plant that depend on those boards coming in. And until you see it in person, it's really, really hard to put your mind around something that's just so big that it's like trying to understand how much a billion is. Until you see it stacked up, it's tough to know.
Well, we appreciate you giving us a few minutes this morning for a quick update. I hope you have a chance to enjoy the fair with you and your family and everyone, and enjoy it. Have a good one, and we will catch up with you again soon.
Yeah, and folks should feel free to stop by and see me at the fair, visit my cows, talk issues or just about their great summer or what I can do to help them more anytime. I have office hours in the barn.